Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
I love that song. I believe in love. Thanks so much for coming here. I love you all for coming to this amazing show, which is a conglomeration of several people that help with this show all the time. I'm Reverend Raven, your host, but there's several people that jump in and help all the time. Dorothy Holder of Energy Therapies, who has her own show. Jenny Satori, who runs her own network, intuitalks.com. I have people like Sandra Dawn that helps me out sometimes. My good friend up in Virginia helps me. You know, it's a conglomeration of women throwing together, having a great time together, uplifting each other and supporting each other. So I'm so glad to be here. And of course, tonight we have a special guest. Kathleen Moore is going to be joining me at 8:30 p.m. She's not going to be on this section of the show, which I'm doing here on Blog Talk, but she's going to be joining me on my website on www.raisingvibrationradio.com. I put a link in there that you can join in at 8:30. But I'm also, if you hang in here and play around and listen to me right here talk about her tonight on Blog Talk, I'm going to give you a phone number. You're going to write that down with a PIN code. And I can see numbers of areas of people that are in here. You'll be some of the first people to talk to. In fact, I already got a list going. And Liz, I didn't mean to cut off on you while we were talking. However, when I'm about to go live air, it does it automatically. So I wanted to thank you. But you guys, you stay here and you listen at 8:20. I'll open up the studio. I'll give you the phone number with the PIN code. And I can see these area code and phone numbers here. And you guys will be among the first people that when I do open up the phone lines over there, you'll get to talk to her first. If you don't want to do it by phone, all you have to do is go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, hit the live radio tab, scroll down and hit the button that says Join Reverend Raven. It's going to take you into a studio there. It'll give you the options to join with a headset so you can talk to Kathleen, or you can listen in only mode, or you can see the phone number with the code for yourself. So in case you didn't catch me saying it, because sometimes I talk too fast, and I will repeat it over and over again, but you will be able to, you know, get it from there. So I just wanted to share that information. Kathleen is joining me at 8:30 p.m. This is what I call my little infomercial right here on Blog Talk Radio. And plus, sometimes I do shows on here that are longer than 30 minutes with other guests and stuff like that. Like last Tuesday, I had Spiritually Guided Truths on here. So you just have to watch out. If you haven't joined my Facebook page, facebook.com/Raising Vibration Radio, that gives you information of people that are going to be there listening in and that type of thing. So Well, as I do with all my shows, I'd like to do the abundance prayer. I'm feeling so blessed today. It was an awesome, beautiful day today. See, this is the portion of the show where I get to talk about all the positive things that are going on in this world. You know, last week we were feeling that drain energy going on, and it was like, oh, what in the world? And now there's been a shift, and you can really feel the spring. You can feel like just pushing up out of the ground, and you're like this budding flower, and the energy is amazing. The wildlife has become, you know, has come to talk to me this week. The sunshine, I taught my son how to cook tonight. You know, just these amazing things are happening, and you can feel love, and the gratitude for me has come back. You know, when things get stagnant and stuff, I have to really force myself into gratitude. So speaking of that, I want to do our abundance prayer because I haven't done it in a couple of shows, and it's one of those times where we need to do. So this is the portion of the show where I ask you to write down 5 things that you're grateful for. So go ahead, grab that pen and paper because you're going to need it anyway for the phone number when I open up the studio at 8:20, and I'm going to give you a phone number with a pen. So you can get into the show to talk to Kathleen. So go ahead. I'm going to wait. Let's hum Jeopardy, right? Da 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 da. Okay, so you're back, right? And you got your pen and paper. Now go ahead and write down 5 things you're grateful for on one side of the paper. Now, on the other side, you're going to write down 5 things you wish for, okay? I'll give you a couple more seconds for that. Make sure you got that pen and paper handy because you're going to need it for that phone number I'm going to give you at 8:20 so you can call in and talk to our special guest, Kathleen Moore. She's been on several radio shows here on Blog Talk, and one of those radio shows has transferred over to Intuit Talks, which was, we mentioned Jenny Satori, the founder and creator of intuitalks.com. And Kathleen is on Curious Times, I think every other Wednesday, second and fourth Wednesday of the month, I believe is what I read. But I could be wrong. We will get corrected if I'm not saying that correctly. So we'll let you know on that. And then, of course, I think she used to do another show, World Internet Radio Network, right here on Blog Talk. So, but I'm going to ask her about that when she joins us at 8:30 at RaisingVibrationRadio.com. So now that you've had a chance to write down the 5 things that you're grateful for and the 5 things that you wish for, here we go. Here's the abundance prayer. Creator of all that is, I come before you today to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. I trust, Creator, that your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundant gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I'm patient and eager in allowing all prosperity into my life. I want to be the focal point to which enormous sums of money begins to flow into my experience. If you don't like saying that statement, you could say something like this. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I'm patient and eager. Wait a minute, where I skipped lines there again. I want to be the focal point to which an abundant health, great health comes and begins to flow into my experience, or great friends, whatever you want to put there, you can do that. There is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. I now gladly accept the following gifts, and those are the 5 things I asked you to write down I'm grateful for. For me, I wrote down, I am grateful for the supporters of this show and that we get to learn and grow together. I'm grateful for the universe that talks to me every day, and I'm aware of the messages that it provides me. I'm grateful for my health and that I have another day of growth. I am grateful for the way the universe conspires to support all of us each and every day. And I'm grateful for all of the listeners that we get here each and every week. So thank you so much. And here's what I wished for. I wish for wisdom for all of us, every one of us. I wish for unconditional love for ourselves and for others. I wish for abundance and prosperity to always be around us. I wish for inner peace for each and every one of you, and myself, of course. And I wish that all of you are going to enjoy this show tonight. So I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. Amen. There we go. So I told you, gratitude has just come back flowing through me again. I'm so amazed and happy and thankful for it. It is a blessing to have that gratitude back, because when we're stuck in the mud and we, you know, we're like, oh my God, what am I doing? You know, so here's a little short story that I wanted to share with you guys real quick before I go into the information about Kathleen again. But let me grab it here real quick. It was a story that was shared with me this past week. It's called The Egg by Andy Weir. And usually I do good news stories, but I couldn't help passing up this story. I love this story. I just read it the other day and I wanted to share it with you guys. And so since we have some time before I go open up the studio, and hopefully I can do this real quick before we open up the studio here. You were on the way home when you died. It was a car accident, nothing particularly remarkable, but fatal nonetheless. You left behind a wife and two children, and it was a painless death. The EMTs tried to best to save you, but no availability. You weren't able to be revived. Your body was utterly shattered, and you were better off, trust me. And that's when you met me. What? What happened? You asked. Where am I? You died, I said, matter-of-factly. No point in menacing the words, you know. There was a truck, and it was skidding. Yep, I said. I died. I died. Yep, but don't feel about it. Don't feel bad about it. Everyone dies, I said. You looked around, and there was nothingness. Just you and me. What is this place, you ask? Is this the afterlife? More or less, I said. Are you God, you ask? Yep. I replied, I'm God. My kids, my wife, you said. What about them? Will they be all right? That's what I'd like to see, I said. You just died and your main concern is for your family. That's good stuff right there. You looked at me with fascination. To you, I didn't look like God. I just looked like some man or possibly a woman, some vague authority figure, maybe more of a grammar school teacher than the Almighty. Don't worry, I said. They'll be fine. Your kids will remember you as perfect in every way. They didn't have time to grow, some contempt for you. Your wife will cry on the outside, but will secretly be relieved. To be fair, your marriage was falling apart, and if any consolation, she'll feel very guilty for feeling relieved. Oh, you said, so what happens now? Do I go to heaven or hell or something? Neither, I said. You'll be reincarnated. Ah, you said. So the Hindus were right. All religions are right in their own way, I said. Walk with me. You followed along as we strode through the void. Where are we going? Nowhere in particular, I said. Just nice to walk while we talk. So what's the point then, you asked. When will I get reborn? Blank slate, right? A baby? So all my experiences, everything I did in my life won't matter? Not so, I said. You have, within you are the knowledge and experience of your past lives. You just don't remember them right now. I stopped walking and took you by the shoulders. Your soul is more magnificent, beautiful, and gigantic than you are possibly can imagine. A human mind can only contain a tiny fraction of who you are. It's like sticking your finger in a glass of water to see if it's hot or cold. You put in a tiny part of yourself into the vessel, and then you bring it out, back out. You've gained all that experience it had. You've been a human for at least 48 years. So you haven't stretched out yet and felt the rest of your immense consciousness. If we hung out here for long enough, you'd start remembering everything. But there's no point in doing that between each life. How many times have I been reincarnated then? Oh, lots and lots and lots. And is in lots of different lives, I said. This time around, you'll be a Chinese peasant girl in 540 AD. Wait, what? And sending me back in time? Well, I guess technically time, as you know it, only exists in your universe. Things are different where I come from. Where you come from, you said. Oh, sure, I explained. I come from somewhere else, and there are others like me. I know you want to know what it's like there, but honestly, you wouldn't understand. Oh, you said with a little letdown. But wait. If I get reincarnated to other places in time, I could have interacted with myself at some point. Sure, happens all the time. And with both lives only aware of their own lifespan, you don't even know it's happening. So what's the point of it all? Seriously? I asked. Seriously? Are you asking me for the meaning of life? Isn't that a little stereotypical? Well, it's a reasonable question. I persisted. I looked into your eyes. The meaning of your life, the reason I made this whole universe is for you to mature. Mankind, you want us to mature? No, just you. I made this whole universe for you, which each new life you grow and mature and become a larger and greater intellect. Just me? What about everyone else? There is no one else, I said. In this universe, there's just you and me. You stared blankly at me. But all the people on Earth, all you, different incarnations of you. Wait, I'm everyone? Now you're getting it, I said with a congratulatory slap on the back. I'm every human being who ever lived or will ever live. Yes, I'm Abraham Lincoln. And you're John Wilkes Booth, too, I added. I'm Hitler, you used to add. You and you're the millions that he killed. I'm Jesus, and you're everyone who followed him. You fell silent. Every time you victimize someone, I said, you're victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment, every experience as any humans was or will be experienced by you, you thought for a long time. Why? You asked me. Why do all this? Because someday you will become like me, because that's what you are. You're one of my kind. You're my child. Whoa, you said. You mean I'm a god? No, not yet. You're a fetus. You're still growing. Once you've lived every human life throughout all time, you will have grown enough to be born. So the whole universe, you said, is just an egg? An egg, I answered. Now it's time for you to move on to your next life, and I sent you on your way. Thank you guys for letting me share that tonight. I was just enamored with it myself the other day, and I so wanted to share it with you guys. So thanks so much for that. And just 2 minutes, I'm going to go open up the studio and I'm going to come back with that phone number. I have your numbers here of the people that are going to be first to be able to talk to her and all that stuff. Remember, you're here to listen to the interview with Kathleen Moore, who will be joining me on my station, www.raisingvibrationradio.com. You go to the live radio link. And there you're going to press the Join Reverend Raven button, which is going to give you three options. It's going to give you the headset with a microphone or listen in only or the phone number with the code, which I'm going to give you in just a second. I'm going to play a song right now, and then I'll be right back with that information. Thank you.
My energy.
So I do have that studio open up. I'll be going there in approximately 7 minutes. But if you'd like to get the jump on it, if you're going to call in, you got your pen and paper handy right now. Here is the phone number for you to call in by phone. You're going to dial 631-353-4342. And then you're going to put in extension number 76415. Again, the phone number is 631-353-4342. Let me repeat the phone number one more time. Phone number is 631-353-4342. And then it's going to ask you for a PIN. That PIN is a 5-digit number here. It's 76415. Again, that PIN number is 76415. And that's not the only way you can join in. You can go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com and you can press live radio tab and then click on the big blue button to join Reverend Raven. I think it's black until you hit it and then it turns blue. You click on that button. Join me, and it gives you three options. You can use the headset with the microphone. You can do listen in only, but I don't suggest that if you want to talk to any of us. And then you can do the phone number. It'll give that phone number that I just gave. Again, that phone number is 631-353-4342. And you're going to put in code 76415. Again, that code is 76415. Now, I wrote down numbers and area codes. If I didn't get your name, I will figure it out. And you guys are going to be some of the first people that get to ask your questions this evening. And next week's guest that's going to be on the show is Reverend Sherry. And today is her birthday. So I wanted to say hi to Reverend Sherry, if you're listening in, and say happy birthday to you, my friend. I hope you're having an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to joining all of you guys over at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. You're just going to go there, press the live radio link, and it's going to give you the big black button that says join Reverend Raven. It'll turn blue when you touch it. Go ahead and hit that. It's going to give you those options, or you can just call in at the phone number 631-353-4342 and put in code 76415. All right. I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys over there. I am going to end the show now and go over there to the studio. Thanks so much for joining me. Blessings to each and every one of you, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye now.